Ah, yes. Cars. We started off with Cars by Gary Newman. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You know, I was considering doing an entire radio show about cars, because I just purchased a car, which is kind of crazy. Yeah. But no. And actually, like, I did have a bunch of, like, car songs. I was like, oh, yeah, this would be fun. I could do this. But no, because tonight, the radio show is brought to you more or less, I'm going to say 90% by my guest.
Hi, I'm Brianne. Yeah. Wow, 90%?
I think so.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You can do a car episode next week.
I can do a car episode whenever I want. I mean, I don't have the car yet, so there's really no, like,
next
inspiration.
Week,
yeah.
When you actually have the car, a car episode.
We can, like, Little Deuce Coupe, put it in there. But you don't like the Beach Boys?
No.
No, yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. What other car songs are there? There's
Life is a Highway.
Bingo.
By Rascal Flatts. Yeah, that's it. That's all them.
Betty Lou Sue's got a new pair of shoes. It's a song.
Is that by Elvis? What are you talking about?
I don't know. My dad always references that song when we put new tires on the car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm thinking of Blue Suede Shoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not
and
the same.
You know that I had a poodle named Elvis.
Yes, I do know that.
Yes. Yeah. When he was a puppy, we got him, like, a little squeaky toy, which was a blue suede shoe.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Did he tell you don't step on them?
No, but he did chew on it.
Oh.
A lot, yeah.
Okay.
Behind us right now is 2020 by Spyro Gyra. Two words. Because there's another band which is Spyro Gyra, one word, and they're kind of like... rock folk with, like, lutes and things. Yeah, they're going for
lutes, like the instrument. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
No, they're looting things.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. I think they have a song about highwaymen. So.
Oh.
It could all, you know, looting. Yes.
Yeah.
Alluding to looting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There may not be too many puns ahead, but there will be plenty of good music. How would you describe your taste in music, just Brianne?
I like a lot of alternative and indie, but I like to say that I like most genres except country. I'm sorry for everyone who likes country, but I don't really like it very much. But, alternative, indie, I like rap, yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I like to listen to more modern music than Max does, so there might be some more modern songs this week.
And some of the old ones will be me, and some of the other old ones... will be occasional old ones from Brianne.
Wow.
Which, yes,
I'm
exciting.
Branching out.
I think we're going to start off with Gutter Girl. How's that sound?
Sure.
Cool.
Good song.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we'll figure it out as we go. I think that there's a more of a playlist than usual when I have my shows. I either have, like, a playlist, like, all lined up, like, I've got every song in order... bam, or I've got nothing.
That's so stressful.
It's really nice. It's like, it's just like free song. It's like, oh yeah, this song makes me think of this song.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. But anyway, here is Gutter Girl by Hot Flash Heat Wave.
Ooh.
Ooh. We'll be right back.
saw celebrations. I play the Saturn in Cyprus, you the bride being stripped bare. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's have bizarre celebrations. Let's forget when, forget what, forget how. We'll have bizarre celebrations. We'll play Tristan and Isolde, but make sure I see white sails. Pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Maybe I'll never die. I'll just keep growing younger with you, and you'll grow younger too. Now it seems too lovely to be true. The best things always do. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Thank you.
we're back. And I know what you're all thinking, because we're thinking it here too. How did you follow up that last song with this song? Why? You know? Like, where did that come from? This is pretty far out of left field, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brianne's with me. This is but here's the justification. So that last song, it was by Edwin Collins, and it was called A Girl Like You. And the lyrics, if you listen to lyrics, I don't. I mean, because the song before that was Body by Mother, and apparently it's about...
Oh, I don't know what it's about, but it's like they're taking your body parts apart. And Max didn't realize that.
No, I was like, huh,
good
yeah.
song, though. I really like it.
Yeah, I was like, huh, this sounds cool. Brianne put it in her, like, songs for the radio show.
Yeah, because so I like Mother.
Yeah, and I like that song, so why not? Anyway, that's me not listening to lyrics, but I did check out the lyrics for A Girl Like You by Edwin Collins. And if you were listening, you might have noticed that there were lyrics like, well, I've never met a girl like you before. And, it's just about a girl who's just different. She's just different from the rest. She's not like the ones before. Kind of like Catherine Parr, which is the current song. This is the sixth and final song on Rick Wakeman's album, The Six Wives of Henry VIII. Because Catherine Parr, she was just different. She's the one who survived.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I thought that was an appropriate song to follow up A Girl Like You by Edwin Collins.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I understand why you didn't tell me beforehand.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I got this whole spiel going. I'm gonna, like, I have the Wikipedia pages up.
Yeah.
Like, Catherine Parr, you know, she Queen of England and Ireland, the last of the six wives of King Henry VIII from their marriage on the 12th of July, 1543, until Henry's death on the 20th of January, 1547. Wow, that's 4 years.
She was the girl Edwin was singing about.
Yeah. She's just different.
Just built different.
Yeah. She survived. But yeah, it's cool. There's a song for each wife of King Henry VIII on this album.
That is very cool.
Yeah. It's an idea. What a concept. It's almost like it's a concept album.
Oh.
Wait,
do all of the other songs kind of sound like they're dying in it, because they all died and she lived, so this one sounds happy and lively?
One of them was really sad. One of them's sadder than the rest. The other ones are like, they're, you know, they have some energy.
One got beheaded, right?
Jane Seymour is definitely like the sad, slow one.
She must have gotten beheaded.
We'll see. Wikipedia.
I'm just spewing lies.
You ever play the Wikipedia game where you like click through and see like how many clicks it can take to get from page A to page B? It's like you start off on the page for Can't Believe It's Not Butter, and you need to get to like the green M&M.
I've never played that game. Sounds fun though.
Yeah, there's like a website for it, so you can do it competitively.
Okay.
it's a good time. Jane Seymour, I said. Yeah, Jane Seymour. What happened to her? She died because of postnatal complications.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Anne Boleyn was headed.
Okay.
Yeah. Bummer.
Truly, truly a bummer.
Yeah.
Very sorry for these women.
Yeah. It's not an easy guy to be married to.
No.
Let's see. What's this A-N-N? Is that... Oh. Okay. So I guess they annulled. I guess A-N-N would be annulled. M is for married. A-N-N is for annulled. Can you really annul your marriage if you've been married for 24 years?
Sure.
Isn't an annulment if you, like, haven't consummated your marriage?
I don't know.
I don't know. He was also kind of like the head of the English church, right?
I think he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, that's Rick Wakeman, The Six Wives of Henry VIII. Cool album.
very, very cool.
I think it's like one of the first albums that I bought for myself on vinyl.
Canada. That is an interesting album to buy.
It's like, I like Rick Wakeman. This is cool.
Okay.
I think up next, you made a bunch of songs for this playlist. Do you have anything speak to you?
Oh, I don't remember any of them.
Oh, I'm going to bop one up into the in the playlist.
Okay.
This one, in case you're still feeling nervous about your first time on radio, this next one is by Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yay.
Yay.
Now, Well, I was dancing at a nightclub one Friday night, and that nightclub bar was a little uptight. Yeah, I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious, when some kids came up and said, "For dancing, come with us." And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh.
Okay, so this is a pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe.
When you're driving, drive at safe speeds. Drive alert and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians.
It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections.
When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals.
This is a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
That's right. And you know, I was thinking I wasn't even in my car when I had this thought today, but it's not a rule. And like, you know, like there's some rules that are radio rules, like safe harbor hours, where you can't curse in between certain hours of the day. And yeah, so but you can't play music with curses, but you can't curse ever on WMFO as a DJ. It's just never. It's just a no-no. You're not supposed to do that. It's like a faux pas. I mean, if you do it in safe harbor hours, like, sure, you're fine, but just don't do it. It sounds unprofessional, and yeah. Anyway, point being, a rule that really should exist, but is kind of an unspoken rule. You're on radio. People listen to you in their car. Don't play music that has like sirens in it.
Oh yeah, no.
That's
scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that to myself sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, like,
and
we all
scary, terrifying. Yeah.
It's really like you don't. You're in your car. You're listening to the radio. Like, just don't play music with, you know.
Yeah. Or if someone's screaming in the song, I don't like that either. It's very. Just scary.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
This song behind me right now is Le Bracelet. How would you say that in French?
I don't know French.
Le Bracelet.
I can't even read
anyway,
the screen.
I can zoom in. You can say what other songs we read. Listened to.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, this is off of the soundtrack for a really cool movie. And before that, we listened to
I Was Dancing in the Lesbian Bar by Jonathan Richman.
And before that was
I'll Have What She's Having by Wooz.
I would think that it is Wooz, yes.
Wooze. yeah.
And before that was Small Town Boy by Bronski Beat. And we started off the set with Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. And now we're going to go on to Milo Korbensky. I think this was in your playlist.
Yes, it was. Oh, I know this song. Yeah? Isn't it called All Hallows Grieve?
That's right.
Yes.
It's only...
Good song.
2 months late. 1 month late? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, for
Halloween's
Halloween.
October. Yeah. Yeah. All right, yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay. What's a month or two here or there?
No.
Anyway, here's Milo. This is Mellow Max and
Brienne.
Just Brienne. Yeah. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is just about 8 p.m. and I'm around for another hour, so don't go anywhere. In the background right now is Koss with perhaps next record. And see, the band is spelled C-O-S, and I wouldn't know how to say it, except they say it in one of their songs.
I would say it's cosine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. But I've never seen a cosine with a capital C.
Oh, I see that all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
There you go. Up before this, we had Baseball Greg with On a Bus.